I have a special guest calling into the station this morning, one who I don't think has ever been with us. Katie Robinson is organizer of the Freezin' for a Reason Lake Superior Lakers Plunge, which is happening this weekend. And this provides us with lots to talk about. Thank you, Katie, for being with us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. I have in front of me a big poster that shows quite a few people jumping in at once with a big, huge polar bear, I guess, above it. Is this, well, actually, let's take a step back before we talk about what's happening this weekend. And just let me ask you how you got involved in something as what most people consider is so unsavory as to take a dip in Lake Superior at any time of the year, let alone the winter. And I will disclaimer to say that most listeners know that I am also a fan of dipping. So, you know, I'm not exactly unbiased with this question, but I am curious, you know, how you got going.
Sure. So the Polar Bear Plunge is actually organized by law enforcement across the nation. It's a way for people to come together, step outside of their comfort zone, much like our Special Olympics athletes do on a daily basis. We raise money, we jump in. It's really not that bad. We've had worse years for sure. But we get to raise money and awareness for Special Olympics across the state.
Yeah, so it's not just about the fun. It's also about raising money for a really wonderful cause. Do you take the plunge yourself?
I do. I can't remember if I'm in year 13 or 14, but I jump primarily with Brandon Moe. He is a Duluth Superior All-Star. Brandon is sick this year, so I'm not sure. He may be pushing me in, which is always fun to watch. He's very cocky about it. But yep, I'm in. We have 11 plungers out of Lake County this year that are registered under our team as well.
And is it too late to register?
It is not. You can register right up until the day of the plunge, which is Saturday. Registration opens at noon down at Park Point. Plunging starts at 2. We will have the Special Olympics oath, and we do the Pledge of Allegiance, and then we are actually the first team to go in. So it'll be fun. It'll be exciting. The faces are always worth it.
Yeah. Now, so there's more than one team. Where are the other teams coming from?
They come from all across the state. We have teams coming up from Minneapolis. There are Two Harbors teams. There are, as of this morning, across the state, there are 12,507 plungers,
Whoa.
Which is just incredible. They've raised about $2.6 million. This is one of the biggest fundraisers for Special Olympics. It keeps the program free for families. So
Wow. We
are freezing for a reason.
Wow. So this plunging is going to happen like all day. Like this is going to go on for hours.
It does. We tend to go pretty quickly. Everybody's very polite as we wait in line. There's heated changing rooms, so we're all in a rush to get back there. But it does take a couple hours. It's live streamed, so people can pop in and out throughout the day should they want to be entertained.
Right. Now I'm imagining Park Point and the big beach there. Do people just run in along the beach, or is there a special platform, or how does it work?
They give us the dock. We are not lucky enough to get the polar bear just because we are not an inland lake, and Lake Superior can be a little less forgiving.
Right.
So we do go out on the docks. In years past, the ice has been thick enough. This year, it's not, which nobody is complaining about. But yep, we get to go out on docks and then hustle back to the warmth.
And Park Point is a long place. Can you tell us specifically where to go?
It is. It's down at the end. If people want to, there is a party and gathering with food at the garden, the former venue that was the sports garden. Those doors open at noon as well, and people can go. There's big screens where they can watch. They can also hop on the buses and shuttle down to the plunge site. They keep the buses running as long as we're plunging.
Okay. Wow. I love your description. It's showing that this is really a big event with people coming from all over the place. How many of these plungers do you think this is just the one time they ever do it? And how many are big time, you know, lake plungers? Probably not many are Lake Superior plungers.
Not many. There is a big fear. It feels great. It can be a little intimidating your first year, but it feels wonderful. It's 2 seconds of a little bit of chill. Lake Superior's chilly, the same temperature in July. So it feels wonderful. It's a lot of new people, but then they do get hooked. So out of our team jumping, we have 11. I'm the only veteran this year, but hopefully that will change.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely plunge year round. And I know that it does the water, like you say, like the water temperature is in the 30s, and that's what it is usually through May. I mean, in recent years, it has warmed up in June and significantly more in July, but not every year. You know, some years it has stayed really chilly even into the summer. Yeah. So a lot of it is sort of the mental thing about it.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I have read articles on what cold water dipping does for the body. And I mean, the amount of like immune boosting you get and metabolism rising and health enhancing.
Absolutely. The muscle relief. That's a big one as well that I think is understated a lot. It feels great on sore muscles.
Yeah. And in fact, after Grandma's Marathon, you know, a bunch of runners, I used to do this, go right into the lake right at the end
of the race.
So that's another example. And so, yeah, so listeners should remember that there is this plunge, but there's also the lake just sitting there waiting to be plunged into at any time. And this year, it's actually pretty easy with such a lack of ice.
It is. Yep. Easy in, easy out.
Yeah. Yep. So let's just say it one more time. If someone would like to join the team, how do they do that at this point?
Yep. So they would head over to plungemn.org. And our team is lovingly named the Lake County Strong team this year. So they can search that.
Okay.
They will find 11 of us, and we would be happy. We do have a goal of 23,000 this year so far with our plungers, and we are at 2,300. So we have a little bit of ways to go, but every little bit helps.
And do people, when they join the team, do they get pledgers? Is that how it works?
They do. Yep. Everybody needs to raise $75.
Okay.
To plunge. There are perks that go along with that. So the higher you set your goal, the more plunge perks they receive. There's great swag, and it's bragging rights for the rest of the year as you're wearing your Polar Bear Plunge t-shirt that you not only went in Lake Superior, but you also really stepped up for an athlete.
Uh-huh. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Katie. I'm speaking with Katie Robinson, organizer of the local team for the Superior Plunge. So thank you so much, Katie, and we will see you at the lake.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Again, that was Katie Robinson. She is organizer for the Lake Superior Lakers taking the plunge for the Special Olympics, ultimately.